Bruce Newberry,
the food dude.
In the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro, brought to you by Gaspar's, the Portuguese sausage the whole world has been enjoying for over 100 years, by Palmer River Grill and Perella's Ristorante. The tastiest talk show this weekend, brought to you by the Wayberry Inn. So cozy, so much great food, so perfect. And the cafe at Island Homemade Ice Cream, scoops and soups, cones and coffee on Williston Road and Commerce Street. So excited to be able to talk about a great wine dinner at a great restaurant, Hemingway's, in Providence, Rhode Island, featuring Sonoma County's acclaimed Hartford Family Winery. And on the line with me is Don Hartford. Don, nice to have you with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks, Bruce.
Good to have you back in Providence. You're making some reacquaintances here. You've got a pretty decent connection, I think, with Providence. You're not far from us, or you didn't start out far from us.
No, that's right. Yeah, I grew up in Western Massachusetts, and went to UMass in Amherst. From there, I went and lived in Spain for a while and came back and taught in Western Massachusetts for a while as well. So,
excellent. And there's a connection with that small college on the hill there.
Yeah. So my son transferred. He started out at UC Davis and then finished up his degree at Brown University.
What was he studying at UC Davis? Was he studying winemaking or viticulture?
You know, I think he was like maybe a statistics major or something like that.
Gotcha.
To start out with, or he was probably undeclared, but that's what he did a lot of stuff. I don't know where he got his genes from. he ended up with a computer science degree from Brown.
It sounds like my kids. You're absolutely right. And I don't even have any winemaking in the gene pool here. How did you get into winemaking, and how did you end up in the Russian River Valley in California?
Well, it's a little bit of a long story. As I said, when I came back from Spain, I taught high school for a while in Massachusetts, and I always had in the back of my mind I wanted to go to law school, and I spoke Spanish fairly well at that point, and I was really interested in international law. So a school out in California, Santa Clara, a law school, had a bunch of programs overseas. And so I ended up applying there. I was standing in the law school registration line. I saw this beautiful girl with long blonde hair standing in front of me and decided I needed to talk to her, pretended I couldn't fill out my registration form without her help. And we've been together ever since. Her dad owned a little vineyard in California back then. And that's what really eventually, I ended up being a lawyer for 15 years, but he became very successful, pulled me in to be general counsel for his wineries, and then helped my wife and I start our winery 30 years ago.
What a great story. I love that story. And I love where you ended up in the Russian River Valley. You are, 15 miles from the coast? Is that right? From the ocean?
That's right. Yeah. So in about, an hour north of San Francisco.
Sure. The beautiful wine country, the Hartford Family Winery. And, of course, we think Russian River Valley. We think amazing Chardonnay. But we also think amazing Pinot Noir. And that's kind of your passion, if I am reading this wine list correctly.
Yeah, we specialize in single vineyard designated wines, Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and Old Vine Zinfandel.
Oh, man. And,
we make, most of our bottlings are very small, under 300 cases or so. Last vintage, we made over 35 single vineyard designated wines between those three varieties, and most of them were under 300 cases. So that's kind of what we specialize in. We also make Russian River Valley blend of more than several vineyards each that have a little more volume than the small bottlings we specialize in.
Gotcha. Well, this is really going to be quite a night. March the 4th, a four-course wine dinner at Hemingway's, And just like when we think of Russian River Valley, we think of particular wines. When we think of Hemingway's, we think of seafood. And so we're going to have Atlantic Meat Specific here. We've got some great seafood selections on the menu paired with your wonderful wine. So it's going to be a great night of great stories and great food. So we're starting out with, do you want to take the menu or the wine list?
Whatever you want to start with, because I don't have either one in front of me.
All right. Well, no problem. I will just ask you to talk from your experience there. You're at the winery right now as we speak. So I'll just run the menu down for you. Things are going to start with some past appetizers, tuna tartare cornets with a pickled Fresno chili and creme fraiche, local fried oyster canapé with pickled shallots, and deviled eggs with lump crab and prosciutto, and smoked Gouda arancini. Ooh, I'm coming for that. With smoked paprika aioli. And they're going to pair with your 2022 Russian River Valley Chardonnay. Tell me about that Chardonnay.
Yeah, so our Russian River Valley Chardonnay is a blend of several vineyards. Many of them are our estate vineyards, and a couple are some of our grower friends from Dutton Ranch. And the when we started out making our Russian River Chardonnay, our whole idea was to represent the region and try to tell the story of this Russian River Valley area, wine growing region. And so this particular wine has characteristics we think are hallmarks of a great example of Russian River Valley Chardonnay. Has at its core this lemon drop candy kind of a character.
Yeah.
It's a very pretty floral notion underneath this honeysuckle. There's this clone of Chardonnay that grows in the Russian River called the Ruud clone, and it has a very highly floral notion to it. So there's a little bit of that, about 5% in this blend of wine, that lends that floral note. And then it finishes with these kind of apple pie spices, cinnamon, clove, allspice, slight note of minerality from the soil types we have here in Russian River. So really, I think a beautiful wine for pairing with all the seafood that had just read off to us.
For sure, that is going to be an amazing pairing with any of those bites, no question. Wow. So then our next course is a Chinook salmon crudo with caracara orange segments, fennel, and green olive. So we've got a whole bunch of flavors going on there. Caracara is about my favorite orange. And the fennel is going to give us a little licorice. Green olive is going to sharpen it up. And of course, that Chinook salmon is going to be so rich. So we're going with another Chardonnay. This is the 2019 Four Hearts Chardonnay. That sounds like a special bottle.
Yeah, so that's a special bottling. It is of a couple of different vineyards, but it predominantly comes from Tom Dellinger's vineyard. Tom owns his own winery in the Russian River. Mm-hmm. We're the only winery he sells any fruit to. And these vines that Tom planted were planted way back in 1975. So they're some of the oldest Chardonnay vines in the Russian River. When you get older vines, you end up with a lot more texture in your wines. And this particular wine, the way, you know, it shows that it has this apple-y notion, this kind of apple liqueur almost aromatic to it. Apple skin again too. Before Tom planted it in 1975 to Chardonnay, it was an apple orchard. And so I don't know, some of this may be just suggestive of history, but that's what I get out of the wine. But texture-wise, the wine has layers and layers of texture. When a vine gets older like these are, they tend to get thicker skins. So the thicker the skins, the less juice-to-skin ratio you have. It does build layers of texture. And the way it shows in this wine is, there's this kind of a candied ginger notion on the finish of the wine that turns almost to like quinine, and very minerally. So it's kind of this oyster shell quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really I think is going to make this wine work great with the pairing.
Oh, it sounds like it. This is a March 4th Hemingway's Wine Dinner with the Hartford Family Winery Wines. Don Hartford, CEO and co-owner of Hartford Family Winery here, and we're going through the menu, and you can make a reservation. When there's a real chill in the air, there are few things that can delight all your senses, like the wonderful things going on in the kitchen. The minute you hit the door, all your senses get engaged. The smell of the good things cooking. You hear the sizzle. You just can't wait to taste, particularly when that cook is preparing Gaspar's linguiça or chorizo. Adding Gaspar's to any one of your favorite dishes, chili, pizza, omelets, sandwiches, lasagna, pasta sauce, there's almost no end to the wonderful ways Gaspar's can be served. And Gaspar's linguiça comes in slices, franks, cocktail bites, and the traditional sausage. There's even sausage out of the casing for sauces and stuffing. So now that the cold weather is here, it's time to treat yourself to the unique taste of Gaspar's linguiça once again. Available at all major supermarkets, Gaspar's, the Portuguese sausage the whole world has been enjoying for 100 years. In this year of 2024, we hope to see you more at the Wayberry Inn, my Vermont home. The Wayberry Inn, so much heritage, so much history, so much luxury, so much comfort, just so much like home. We've got some lodging specials, a great ski area with night skiing just up the hill, amazing food with Chef Antonio, Chef Donna, Chef Christian. All we need is you. If you're looking for an occasion, how about an anniversary or other special occasion? Why don't you call 802-388-4015, talk it over with the front desk staff. They'll come up with an occasion for you, and we'd love to see you. We'd love to see you more in 2024 at the Wayberry Inn in Middlebury, Vermont. This is a March 4th Hemingway's Wine Dinner with the Hartford Family Winery Wines. Don Hartford, CEO and co-owner of Hartford Family Winery here, and we're going through the menu, and you can make a reservation. So now, our next course is yellowfin tuna bolognese with olive oil confit tuna, and that is going to be complemented by the 21 Hartford Court Warrior Princess Block Pinot Noir. Now, Hartford Court is a little different than Hartford Family, as I understand it.
Yeah, so we call our winery Hartford Family Winery, and then we have two marks. We make wines under Hartford Court, which are Chardonnays and Pinot Noirs, and then our just plain Hartford is for our Zinfandels. So it's just it's a different mark. But yeah, so those first wines we talked about will also be under Hartford Court label, being Chardonnay.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Are these wines available in the states that we are heard in, Don? We're heard in the New England states, New York, and a few others like Indiana. Are you in Rhode Island, first of all? Because that's the next question everybody's going to want to know. Where can I buy these wines?
Yes, no, we are. And I don't know if I'd be helpful about where to buy them.
Oh, that's okay. As long as it's in the state somewhere.
Yeah, no, they are. So in all of those states, yeah, we're in all major states.
Excellent. Excellent. Because, that's the big question number two that is asked at any wine dinner. And it is so great. Now, you're going to be at this dinner?
Yes, I will be.
Oh, great. Great to talk us through these wines. And it's going to make it that much more of an experience. So now we are on to a pan-seared native monkfish, poor man's lobster, as they used to say. And this is going to be really done well with duck cells, garlic puree, tempura mushrooms. So it's going in that kind of earthy direction with a little garlic because you're down the hill from Federal Hill. And that's going to be accompanied by the 2021 Land's Edge Pinot Noir, Russian River Valley Pinot Noir. Interesting pairing.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds delicious.
Doesn't
to me,
it?
Actually. Yeah. So our Land's Edge Pinot Noir, it comes from the Sonoma Coast AVA. And it's a, from where our winery is located, it's a windy drive, could be up to 2 hours sometimes if you get behind a logging truck to go up the switchbacks up Highway 1 north of our winery.
In Vermont, we call that a little ways away.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. And we call it Land's Edge, the vineyard, because it is only about 4 miles in from the ocean.
Wow.
It has a little ridge between it and the ocean to protect it, to make it a little bit more agreeable for growing grapes. And it's about 1,000 feet in elevation. It's an uplifted seabed from millions of years ago. So you can find remnants of seashells in this. Pinot Noir. It has some really pretty almost mocha notions in the nose. Very cherry-centric Pinot Noir. And the mouthfeel is very polished tannins, but more present than in many Pinot Noirs.
It just makes the enjoyment of the dinner that much more enjoyable, just hearing these stories. And I am always impressed with a wine pairing with dessert, because it's very, very easy to go with a sweet wine or a so-called dessert wine. But we're going full on here. We've got rich chocolate mousse for dessert with fresh raspberries and coulis, paired with the 2022 Russian River Valley Zinfandel. Boom!
Yeah, no, that, and I've many restaurateurs have paired our Zinfandel with chocolate, and it really, really does work well. And there's several things that are extraordinary about our Zinfandels. This Russian River Valley Zinfandel is from 100-plus-year-old vines. Mm. So many of us, not many of us were around back in the early 1900s when these vines were planted. So they're really heritage vines. They have, because of that, the very low yields. One of these vineyards is in my backyard. It has, probably average about a quarter ton an acre, which is just minuscule yield off the vineyard. So again, very concentrated, intense flavors because of the age of the vines, but very balanced example of Pinot Noir, we think. Blackberry, berry, and cherry kind of notions in the nose. Underneath, there's this little bit of anise notion. You do get kind of chocolate, both, dark chocolate aromatics to the wine as well.
Is that because of the old vine?
Yeah, I think so. Because of the intensity of it, all these things going on.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of, I may have mentioned, a anise notion as well in this. So very complex Zinfandel.
Oh, it just sounds so great, because I'm thinking, okay, chocolate mousse, I get that. The raspberry, okay, so the fruit's going to match with the fruit, and that's what we're going for. But the dark chocolate with the dark chocolate, that's brilliant. So that's very, very exciting. So all this at the Hemingway's Hartford Family Winery Wine Dinner, March 4th at Hemingway's in Providence, Rhode Island. And you can find out more at hemingwaysrestaurant.com. It's not Hemingway's, it's hemingwaysrestaurant.com. He was the father-in-law of the original owner, where that history comes from. And it's been an iconic seafood restaurant for about 4,000 years, since those old vines were new. Don. And Don Hartford, CEO and co-owner of Hartford Family Winery. Now, Don, who is the winemaker?
So our winemaker is Tion Lorden, and we have a director of winemaking, Jeff Stewart, and they've both been with us at the winery for about 14 years.
Wonderful. It's going to be a great night of great food, great wine, great stories. And so glad to get a preview from you. And we look forward to seeing you in Providence. Thanks very, very much for taking some time with us. And tell us how we can find out more about Hartford Family Winery.
Well, we do have a website, so it's hartfordwines.com. If anybody wants to check it out, and it has information on all of our wines.
Great. We want to find out more for sure. And we will definitely want to find out more once we get a chance to get a good look at them at this wine dinner coming up. Don Hartford, thank you very, very much for being with us. Great to talk to you, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bruce, and hope to see you soon.
You bet. And that is a taste of what is going on at the Hemingway's Wine Dinner with the Hartford Family Winery.
Food Dude, Bruce Newberry.
Ice cream makes every day special. We know that. Look who you're talking to. Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream. And at our cafe at the Scoop Shop at Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream, every day is special. Every Monday is Milkshake Monday, a milkshake for $5. Every Tuesday is Teaser Tuesday. It's a teaser scoop for $2. Every Wednesday is Waffle Cone Wednesday. Get a dollar off a small or large cone. Thursday, we float. Special price on all our floats to float you into the weekend. We're here every day from 7 to 7 with scoops and soups, cones and coffee. Come on in any day. Come on in every day. The Cafe at Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream Scoop Shop, Williston Road at 21 Commerce Street. And you know what was a big hit at the recent restaurant show? Our new flavor, Island Coconut Chocolate Chunk. And it's now available in pints. It's been in the scoop shop for a while, continues to be in the scoop shop. Have a cone, have a cup, have a sprinkle, have a shake. And it is coming to a supermarket shelf near you. Island Homemade Ice Cream, Island Coconut Chocolate Chunk, and Coconut Chunk Pies. Check it out when you visit the scoop shop at Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream. We're at 21 Commerce Street, Williston Road, and we are Vermont's other ice cream. And if you stopped by and visited us in Boston at the restaurant show, if you serve ice cream, we may even come and do a Food Dude broadcast or podcast from your location. We'd love to have you as part of the family. Island Homemade Ice Cream. If you'd like to find out more, visit islandhomemadeicecream.com. If you're in the Williston, Vermont area, stop in anytime between 7 and 7 at our scoop shop and cafe, Williston Road at 21 Commerce Street.
Bruce Newberry.
The Food Dude.